Threat Film Radio. One World International Human Rights Documentary Film Festival in Prague, Czech Republic.
Threat Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2019 One World Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director Andrei Shalik. Thank you very much for joining us.
Hello.
Presenting the film Good News. Would you like to introduce your film before we start talking about it?
Okay, it's a short documentary. It's empathic portrait of one old man who is broadcasting the fake news, literally. And he's like the key person of the Czech media scene here in Czech Republic. And he's like the alternative news. And he's broadcasting this, like, I don't know, pro-Russia propaganda and also disinformation. And I try to find a way how to understand him better.
When you say, did you say he's a key person in the Czech media?
Yeah, could be, but this whole scene, alternative scene, is really like shattered or broken and doesn't have one leader, but in like the television broadcasting alternative, because he's broadcasting through the internet and YouTube, then he's really key person and he has like approximately 10,000 followers.
Well, you know, that's a lot of followers, yeah. I guess. But alternative media is an interesting thing, actually. Because alternative media, I think, has always existed. But now it's become something different with the internet, right? It's kind of like anyone can do it, and anyone can actually become successful at it and spread their message.
And it's great. I want to say that this is great. I really like what the internet changed things, and we really anticipated this, and I was looking forward with how the internet will change it. But now we are facing something different, because this tool of the internet, and that anybody can share the information and everybody can broadcast and share their point of view, that something what we don't like, something what we always agreed in amongst the population or society, because there was like, I don't know, one monument of the truth or information what is okay and which is not okay. And now this this one part of society also gained this power. And I for me, it's nice. It's empowerment for them. But they are broadcasting what we don't like, actually, so much. And we have to somehow deal with that. So maybe for me it's more opportunity how to more understand these things and maybe understand more these people.
So even if you don't necessarily agree with the views of this guy, in fact, you have a debate with someone who opposes your views, you have kind of a debate in the film, you still think it's necessary to have someone like that to represent that point of view?
Yes, I think it's really good, because it's nothing that this internet made these people like this. It's not like that they have the opportunity created these people. They existed in the past, but they didn't have a voice. Yeah. Because there was some mainstream media, establishment media, I don't know, some mainstream, what was okay to broadcast. But nowadays, there is nothing like this on the internet. And so we can now hear it, and they are loud, actually. Yeah. We can hear them loud, so we can't ignore them anymore, which is good, because then we can start a dialogue, we can start to notice them, and so on.
I want to talk about the film itself. Now, when you approached this guy and said you wanted to make a film about him, what was his reaction?
Suspicious.
Yeah.
Suspicious.
I kind of guessed that.
It was really suspicious, because he was betrayed by one reporter from the mainstream media, and I was a young student. I called him. We had like a 2 hours chat just by phone, and I really convinced him I'm okay. Then I visit him, and then we tried to gain, I don't know, to start up some relationship. And for me, it was awkward, because I had a lot of stereotypes and a lot of prejudice about him.
Yeah.
I thought he was some, I don't know, lunatic, senior guy. And I found that this is really nice. And even what I liked the story from the beginning, when I first came out to his house, I'm vegetarian. But, you know, first steps, I'm trying to be more closer to them. So I said, okay, lunch meat, it's for me, it's meat for the lunch, it's okay. But then they said, but we have like a vegan alternative. I said, what? Mm-hmm. So one member of this household was vegan. And it was for me a really big surprise. And then starting something special, you know, that I was more aware of common things, not what are steering apart us, but what we have in common. And then the theme was more like interesting for me.
Yeah, so while you were pointing a camera at him, he was okay with that, basically. There's moments in this film where he really opens up.
Yes, but the relationship developed a little bit slowly, because first the idea was more about the television, and of course I wanted him in the center of the film. But he always told me that nobody cares about him. He shouldn't be so like on the pedestal or on the spotlight. I said, no, you matters as everybody. But he was like more like a back off from the film, and almost also for the personal things. Yeah. But then when we started a more trustful relationship, then he agreed to open up a little bit more.
Yeah, I think, you know, that's actually a real dilemma for a lot of people that want to make films, I think, and especially, particularly, obviously, documentary filmmaking, is you don't know whether you should start filming right away or you should maybe wait until the person feels comfortable, you know. So what would your idea of the best approach be?
I don't know. It really depends on every relationship is different. And also with this, and I was a little bit cautious, you know, that he wasn't so trustful in the first time. So I wanted to really gain that trust and then start the shooting. Okay. But, and for me, it's more comfortable. If I know him a little bit more, I know more what to ask, how he will react, what is like a weak points, what is strong points, when he feel good or bad. I want to know him better. And for me, it's more important, like a pre-production, to know my theme better than like a skip on the jump into the water and then swim. For me, I'm more conceptual guy, that I want more. Maybe I'm just a little bit overthinking my movies, but still, I like my pre-productions.
Well, actually, that leads me to my next question. Did you have a big crew filming this movie? Because I noticed in the end credits you did a lot of things.
Yes. We have a lot of people, but we have been a really small crew. It was like just cameraman and sound guy and me. And sometimes there was a producer with me, a production assistant. And just maximum was four people. And why there were so many camera women and cameramen? It was because we have changed a lot of people because we have been in a hurry, and it was a student production. So nobody has the time for us, and we had to. Because we have been in the meantime of the shooting, we have been really desperate. So we call almost everybody in the film school who have a time and at least a will to shoot with us.
Can I just to ask you and go back to something that you said earlier about him feeling like he was betrayed that time when, I guess, a reporter from the TV who did a piece about him, probably I can imagine the piece was kind of almost exploitative, definitely had a tone that is different from your movie. But then that kind of makes me think, we've talked about mainstream media. We've talked about, you know, this example. We can also think of plenty of even recent times when journalism has sort of been like that. But where does cinema stand in this situation? Where do you see cinema being a part of, or is it something else?
Wow! Good question. Nice question. I don't know, actually. The cinema is a really broad term for me, but I can brought up a mind, up my mind, that one movie or cinema genre is like uprising, and it's documentary cinema. I don't know why, actually. Maybe the internet also, and also the Mr. Czerny, who is a protagonist of our movie, he was big fan of the documentaries because he always watched these fake news documentaries about the chemtrails and everything and conspirational theories. So there is a lot of, maybe we are, there is too many informations, but nowadays also there is a hunger for information, and we have access for information. So I don't know where is the cinema, because there is a plenty of genres, and maybe documentary cinema, it's, for me, it's something a little bit slower than like a everyday journalism. We have the time. We have time for 3 years. We can observe things, and we can overthink it, and we can turn things upside down and offer the audience the different perspective. Not only like, I don't know, shocking things and I don't know, the banal stories or tabloids. We're trying to develop a story which has like a more depth in the story, and maybe thematic depth also, and like I don't know, to convince the audience that there is another things in the story of our protagonist, which is more interesting that can be just on the layer on the first sight.
Very interesting. And on that note, I thank you very much for joining us. It was a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you very much.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.